local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on Monday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and just about 3 minutes away from a first check of the roads and our weather this hour. Very cold a couple of nights here in store before a warm-up and some more showers and thunderstorms coming through later on this week. So details on that is coming up as well. All of today's top stories, a full rundown over the next 48 minutes here. We'll start with our top three stories. The latest in Israel is that the temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been extended.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
John Kirby with the National Security Council there. A Qatari official said the agreement was for an additional 2 day pause in fighting. The original 4 day agreement was set to expire at midnight Eastern time, which would have been about 7 in the morning tomorrow there. Hamas has released 58 hostages as part of the deal, while Israel has freed 117 Palestinian prisoners. Today, 11 more hostages were released in exchange for 33 Palestinians. In Vermont today, authorities are continuing to investigate whether the shooting of 3 college students of Palestinian descent was a hate crime.
This horrific, unprovoked attack was a tragic violation of the values and character of this welcoming, inclusive community.
The victims were shot and injured Saturday night in Burlington. 48-year-old Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday near the scene of the attack. And here locally, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says a federal inmate being housed at the county jail died over the weekend following a use of force incident involving a deputy. According to a press release, the sheriff's office did not identify the inmate or provide any details as to what led to the use of force. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office did say the deputy's use of force was normal and not deadly. The incident happened Sunday morning. The inmate was in FBI custody, and that death is now being investigated by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. A little shy of 5:15, we do have a few stuff happening on the roads right now. Notably, 98 eastbound through Oriole Beaches. You're approaching Avalon Boulevard there. We'll find out what else is going on with Austin right now.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Save big every day during their 25 days of deals, and be sure to shop daily for the whole home. That's Lowe's 25 days of deals. So, yes, I did see that in Santa Rosa County on Avalon Boulevard. If you're if you are heading eastbound towards Caroline Street, and if you do start to head eastbound there, there is some serious congestion in that area if you are trying to head towards downtown Milton. As for Pensacola, it's looking pretty rough in some of the usual places that we've covered so far this evening. The intersection with North Palafox Street and Burgess Road has been giving us trouble rather consistently. The same can be said on North Davis Highway. Just past Creighton Road, heading northbound, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, experience some pretty severe backups there. And also, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, about where University Parkway merges on there, that intersection is getting kind of backed up as well. Lastly, Brent Lane's been giving us some trouble if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, and then a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now it's 56 degrees. Overnight low is going to be around 39, so a bit crisp this evening. Hope you'll bundle up there. We do have later on this week, looks like Thursday to Thursday night, showers breezy as well with some thunderstorms as a warm front's going to be moving through Thursday night. Just 61 for the low Thursday night and a high of 74. But until then, tomorrow's high 57 and 58 on Wednesday and then up to 65 on Thursday. A few other local headlines here today in Cantonment. The Escambia Sheriff's Office not ruling out the possibility that a shooting from last night could be retaliation from a shooting that took place in pretty much the exact same spot in August. Sheriff Simmons tells Channel 3 a woman was seriously injured when she was sitting inside a car on Shepherd Street.
We believe that the target was the driver of the car, which is the adult male that was also in the car. We do not believe that the victim in this case was the intended target.
Simmons adds that making matters worse was that a one-year-old toddler was in the car as well. Thankfully, the child was not injured. Back in August, on the same street, a person was shot in the face in a drive-by shooting near the same house. Anybody with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Also new this hour from Channel 3's reporting, an arrest made in connection to an investigation over whether funds were stolen involving the Pine Forest High School cheerleading program. 38-year-old Cedriana Brooks Hill was arrested today and is charged with grand theft and fraud. Brooks Hill, a volunteer cheerleading coach, allegedly received $2,600 on Cash App from another coach that was supposed to go to the school's bookkeeper. Instead, allegedly, she sent that money to family members. While Pine Forest reported another $4,500 missing, investigators were not able to tie Brooks Hill to those funds, given a lack of evidence and conflicting statements as well. Today, hearing from State Representative Alex Andrade over the We Are Perdido effort to incorporate. Andrade announced today that the effort to incorporate will not be on the 2024 ballot, telling us that he let the group know 4 weeks ago.
I gave him the opportunity to publicly ask that I pull the bill, do more due diligence and public engagement, but I never got a response or confirmation back from them that they would do that. So, faced with about 4 weeks delay and a decision like this, I felt it was important to let folks know that this won't be on the ballot.
And Andrade says in reviewing the feasibility study that was done, there were significant changes that needed to be made to the proposal, and those changes should be made by Perdido residents and not a single legislator. Also, now that the Thanksgiving holiday is over, pressure from the White House will be turned up on Congress to approve spending to aid Ukraine, Israel, and the southern border. Congressman Matt Gaetz says each issue should be taken up separately.
I think we should all responsibly acknowledge that they deserve their own dignity. The problem is most Republicans don't support continuing U.S. involvement in Ukraine. That becomes a political weight. And most Americans do support continuing to keep our close alliance with Israel well-resourced and on the right track.
And the White House is asking for $106 billion with the goal of having it approved by Christmas. However, Republicans are split on sending additional support to Ukraine. Gaetz adds the issues at the southern border is not a money problem, but rather issues with President Biden's policies. Just shy of 5:20, we'll take our first break this hour. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Another check of the roads and weather as well. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Pensacola right now from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:25 here, we'll get a little bit of an early start here checking the roads and weather. So far it's been the same offenders as it has been for the rest of this night. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10, you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile. That's backed up pretty heavily at this point. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10 eastbound, there's some backups there as well. And a real big one at the moment, westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. That's looking pretty rough as well. Those are the biggest hitters in Pensacola. As for Santa Rosa County, Pace and Milton, there was some issues on Avalon Boulevard and just getting off of Avalon Boulevard heading westbound towards downtown Milton on Caroline Street, but that has since died down pretty well from what I can see.
All right, very good. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And sitting at 53 degrees, overnight low tonight is going to be around 39. Taking a look at some state headlines today, Florida is among the deadliest state for cyclists. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Florida, between 2017 and 2021, saw 805 cyclist deaths. California was next with 712. When calculating the percentage of cyclist deaths to total road deaths, the top five deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware.
And a former WWE superstar will serve 17 years in prison after admitting that she was drunk when she caused a deadly chain reaction crash in Florida last year. Tamra Stitch, who went by the wrestling name Sunny, pleaded no contest to DUI manslaughter. She was accused of being three times over the legal limit when she crashed her car, which killed a 75-year-old man in the process.
A combined Florida House and Senate members are requesting nearly $3.8 billion in state funding on behalf of their constituents. As of today, there were just under 1,500 House proposals asking for $3.1 billion. And on the Senate side, 332 project proposals asking for about $675 million. One of the bigger ones, $26.2 million, that's being asked by Senator Doug Broxson to construct a research wing for the UWF Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering.
And the state of Florida is asking a federal appeals court to allow a law targeting drag shows to take effect. Lawyers for Governor Ron DeSantis filed a request late last week, asking the court to overturn a ruling from this summer that blocked the legislation statewide. The measure prevents children from attending what the state calls adult live performances and would prevent drag shows from taking place in public spaces.
Around national news today, New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from office as soon as this week. This after the House Ethics Committee said it found evidence that Santos used his campaign funds for personal use, violated other laws, and lied about his education. Santos took to X with a holiday weekend rant, saying his colleagues are hypocrites and Congress is full of felons. Also talked about infidelity as well. So
The man accused of killing a professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is being found unfit to stand trial. A judge today said that Tai Lei Chi has demonstrated delusional thinking, hallucinations, and paranoia. The 34-year-old doctoral student is accused of shooting his academic advisor on campus back in August. He was previously found incompetent to stand trial, but was ordered to undergo a second examination.
U.S. military officials today say missiles were fired at a Navy warship from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen yesterday. Central Command said the USS Mason was responding to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden when it happened.
And the former Minnesota police officer who was convicted of killing George Floyd is expected to survive after he was stabbed in prison. Derek Chauvin is currently serving over 20 years in a federal prison for Floyd's murder in Minneapolis in 2020. He was seriously injured Friday after being stabbed by another inmate.
Today, President Biden is rolling out new actions to strengthen U.S. supply chains.
I'm charging this group to ensure that our supply chains remain secure, diversified, resilient.
So, yeah, there's a new council that'll focus on ensuring supply chains remain secure and diversified. Also, the creation of an early warning system to spot supply chain risks, and as well as invoking the Defense Production Act to make more essential medicines in America and mitigate drug shortages.
Lastly, a three-week-long teacher strike in Portland is now over, and over 40,000 kids are back in classrooms today.
We're excited. We're excited to see the teachers. We're excited to be back in the classrooms.
The missed school days will be made up by reducing winter break, adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days. Poor kids. They had nothing to do with that strike.
That's true.
That stinks.
Kids are the ones that are getting punished by that. Mm-hmm. They had about 3 weeks off. Shortened Christmas vacation, though. That's fun for nobody there.
Absolutely.
5:30 right now. Fox News is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. Israel and Hamas extending their temporary ceasefire as the terror group continue to free more hostages. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox News the White House is glad about the extension and is working to get American hostages released soon.
We've made it plain and clear that we want to see our American hostages home with their families. We're glad that this thing got extended for a couple of days, and we'll just keep watching it as closely as we can.
Well, the White House says they believe there's 8 to 9 Americans still being held hostage by Hamas. Tal Heinrich, a spokesperson for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Benjamin Netanyahu on the Fox News Channel says they're focused on completing a mission of help freeing those hostages.
We hope that this mechanism in place will see more hostages released. We said that for every extra 10 hostages who will be released, we will agree to an extra day of humanitarian pause in the fighting.
She also says Israel is committed to taking Hamas out of Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Volkswagen officials say the automaker's original brand is no longer competitive. Citing comments from the German carmaker's brand chief, Thomas Schaefer, at an internal meeting, Reuters reports that he said specifically, "With many of our pre-existing structures, processes, and high costs, we are no longer competitive as the Volkswagen brand." The company, whose other brands include Audi and Porsche, is in the midst of negotiations with workers over a cost-cutting effort at the VW brand. With today being Cyber Monday and lots of folks making holiday purchases, e-commerce stocks did very well today. Shares of Shopify soared 4.75%, Etsy jumped 3%, and stock of Affirm surged 12% after a report from Adobe said buy now, later, pay later transactions helped drive weekend online sales. Traders paused their buying today, though the market awaiting key inflation and jobs data later in the week. The S&P 500 slipped 9 points and the Dow Industrials eased 56. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive on today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. I'm a fan of Mike Elko. However, him landing the Texas A&M job was a sloppy process. It appeared one of the more underrated coaches in the country, Mark Stoops, was going to wind up in College Station until intense backlash from the A&M fan base happened. That backlash shows how delusional A&M fans are, because Stoops has done a wonderful job at Kentucky and would have been a great hire. But hey, you do you, 12th man. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days?
Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Merry Christmas, baby. You showed it treatment now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here, so we'll get another update on the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're still dealing with some of the usual suspects so far. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10, you're going to experience some backups there, as we have been seeing all evening so far. Also, on Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that intersection has been very busy tonight as well. And if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, experience backups in that area. As for Payson Milton in the Santa Rosa County, we're looking here on Caroline Street. There's some congestion here and there, but nothing too crazy at the moment.
Cold air has moved into the area, and overnight lows for the next couple of nights will be down in the 30s. Cool during the daytime hours as well, with temperature highs in the 50s for the next few days. We'll see mainly sunshine during the days, but we do have a little bit of a chance for cloud cover at times. It's late this week and into the weekend that we've got rain back in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, rain looks like it's coming our way Thursday night into Friday, and then certainly for the weekend as well. But until then, cooler temperatures. Right now, it's 53. The overnight low is going to be around 40. Sunshine increasing throughout the day tomorrow after some clouds. 57 for the high, 38 tomorrow night, 58 again on Wednesday. So that's a look at what's coming up. Coming up tonight in the world of sports, got one more NFL game for Week 12, and it's a NFC North battle.
Yep.
Between the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings at home here. Vikings trying to stay in the playoff picture of the NFC. The Bears,
trying to not lose anymore.
I think that the Bears' season is no longer about wins and losses. Well, it is in this sense. They have two first-round picks.
Yep.
They own the Panthers pick.
Mm-hmm.
And do you how high do you want that second first-round pick to be?
Yeah,
that's
some
one question.
Stuff there.
Number two, you're trying to figure out if you are going to use one of those picks on a quarterback or if you will see enough out of Justin Fields to be the starter for another year.
That's a tough question.
It's a very tough question.
He's a very athletic kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially with, you know, he can use his feet real good. The problem is when you're looking at a team like the Bears, it's a matter of, okay, it's a similar situation with Bryce Young in Carolina. It's like, how much of this is the kid's fault and how much of it is the team's fault?
Yeah.
It's most likely a little bit of both, but are you so confident that Justin Fields is so imperfect that you're willing to use another early first-round pick already? It's a tough question to answer.
Yeah, so that one starts 7:15 on ESPN. Speaking of Bryce Young,
yes.
He's got a completely new coaching staff for the rest of this year and beyond.
The only things that haven't changed in Carolina is the sucking. Yes, you are
correct.
That's
right. So the owner, Dave Tepper, firing head coach Frank Reich, assistant head coach Deuce Staley, and the quarterback coach Josh McCown. Pretty interesting on the timing, for sure, because, I mean, they didn't even get a full year. Now, I've seen different reports. I don't know how true this is, but because obviously the discourse right now is about what's happening in Houston, where they go through this whole thing with the Deshaun Watson mess. They've been the bottom feeders of the AFC South for years, and then all of a sudden they have DeMeco Ryans as a head coach. They have C.J. Stroud as a quarterback. Oh, my God, they're now competing for conference championships and divisional titles and possibly Super Bowls for the next 10 years because they got the head coach and they got the quarterback right. So the owner is saying, hey, that's supposed to be us. It's not. So I got to do something about it. I wonder how much of it is that they're simply, hey, we're not Houston, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've also seen different things on social media. Again, I'm not sure how true it is that the owner, Dave Tepper, was the one really pushing for Bryce Young, and the coaching staff really wanted CJ Stroud. Again, I don't know how true that is, but if that is the case, you know, maybe there was some sort of friction developing, and the owner was is obviously the owner, says, all right, I'll get somebody here who wants to work with Bryce Young. So,
maybe.
You know, that's interesting. But the fact that it happened week 12 of the first season, I mean, obviously the offense was putrid. So I don't know. But yeah, you usually see at least a year you give the coaching staff. Yeah. So
That's what was weird about Zach Arnett getting canned at Mississippi State. Didn't even have a full season to work with.
Yeah, those are obviously tough situation circumstances as well there.
Yeah.
542, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Of course, today is Cyber Monday, so beware if you're online shopping. Do your research before making purchases. If you want to buy something and don't know much about the company, Google the name and type scam or research to look to learn more.
Yeah, I've done that before. More than 300,000 Honda Accords and HRVs are being recalled over potentially dangerous seatbelts. The recall affects 2023 and 2024 models. Some of the seatbelts were assembled missing a rivet that tightens the belt to restrain people in the event of a crash, which I'm not a mechanic, but I would assume that defeats the purpose of the belt, no?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. Sales of newly built homes slowed in October. The Commerce Department said homes under contract totaled 679,000 for the month. That's down 5.6% from September, but nearly 18% above the sales rate a year ago.
And the TSA says that Sunday broke the single-day travel record. More than 2.9 million people passed through security at U.S. airports as people traveled home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also reported record numbers over the holiday. American Airlines said it saw almost 6.5 million customers over Thanksgiving, while United Airlines had 3.2 million passengers between November 17th and November 23rd.
I thought this was kind of interesting here. For the first time in more than three decades, the world's largest iceberg is on the move. The Antarctic iceberg called A23A, it's about 1,500 square miles, so it's about three times the size of New York City. So we're not talking about a, you know, relatively small chunk of ice here. The huge chunk of ice has been stuck on the ocean floor since 1986, but now it's traveling about 3 miles away from Antarctica every day. Scientists say they're closely monitoring the iceberg's trajectory. I mean, it's either going to hit somewhere, right? It's gonna hit somewhere, or it's going to
get stuck again.
Get stuck again, maybe, or it's going to get as far south and then just start to melt. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
with
that's
that
the thing. I don't know if that's
maybe that's how the world ends. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know if that's like a product of global warming.
Day
or
after
what.
Tomorrow. That's how it starts.
Yeah. Google is days away from deleting inactive accounts. Beginning December 1st, Google will delete unattended accounts of all photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and Drive documents. The company says it's an effort to protect users from security threats.
545, another check of the roads and weather, then we'll get some pop culture notes today.
All right, so we are seeing some traffic die down, dare I say. Hopefully it stays that way. We're still dealing with some a little bit of congestion on North Davis Highway heading northbound towards trying to get onto I-10 just past Creighton Road. That has died down some. The same can be said about the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. If you are on Burgess heading westbound towards the intersection, there are some backups, but nothing too crazy. Brent Lane congestion has died down as well. The last main offender in Pensacola at the moment is Pine Forest Road. If you're getting off of I-10, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some hiccups there.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now we're at 52 degrees. Overnight low is going to be around 40, maybe even into the 30s as well. Should be around 38 tomorrow night. Tomorrow's high, partly cloudy, and 57 degrees. All right, so Taylor Swift celebrating her birthday by making her blockbuster concert film available to watch at home. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, will be available to rent on demand starting December 13th. It'll be an extended version of the film that brought in more than $232 million at the global box office.
We're going to have to add that to our Christmas watch party, huh?
Yes. This was one thing that the Gracie and I always we talked about doing, just never made it work there. So I'm going to have to arrange for me to have a viewing of this at home with my wife not home to make fun of me for it. So
yes. The Hunger Games prequel finished first at the holiday box office for a second straight weekend. It got $42 million, while Napoleon finished with $32.5 million. Disney's Wish settled for third at $31 million, which was about $20 million less than what was projected.
I watched Home Alone 2. That was the first Christmas movie that I got to enjoy over the weekend.
Yep, and the traditions are underway in the Ford household.
Star Macaulay Culkin's getting his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. Hmm. He's 43 years old, man. That sounds nuts.
You're like, that's a gut punch.
Yeah, he's going to be honored on Friday. Catherine O'Hara, who plays his mother in the Home Alone movies, is expected to be there and partake in the ceremony as well. I know that Macaulay Culkin, you know, he's had kind of a rocky up and down as far as his adult life is
most
concerned.
Most childhood actors do.
But right. I know that he's kind of come out on the other side, and that's obviously a good thing. Uh-huh. I think, was it Amazon that he did the commercial for last year where he kind of recreated the Home Alone thing?
I did see something like that,
and
yeah.
I think is Catherine O'Hara, have she and him done anything like that together? I don't remember they had or not, but they should if they hadn't.
Absolutely. A lot of nostalgia for people your age and mine.
That's right.
A rare bottle of Scotch whiskey has sold for a record-breaking $2.7 million. The 1926 Macallan Adami? I hope that's how it's said.
Sure.
Single malt whiskey is one of only 40 that were ever bottled and is described as, quote, the most sought after whiskey in the world.
All right. Taking a look at some other pop culture notes today. Gene Knight, R&B singer, died at the age of 80. The New Orleans singer is best known for her 1971 hit single, Mr. Big Stuff, which remained on the Billboard R&B charts for 16 weeks. The hit sold over a million copies, earned Knight the only Grammy Award nomination of her career in 1972.
And the Merriam-Webster's 2023 word of the year is authentic. Joe, how often do you use that word, if you had to guess?
I don't know that I use it like in common speaking vernacular.
Me neither.
I would say that I probably have searched for it a good deal because being involved in the sports memorabilia space as I am. So I would use the word authentic in that way, but I don't know that I ever Google searched authentic, though.
I can't say I have necessarily either. The online dictionary said this year that it saw a substantial increase in searches for the word, so apparently you and I are the minority here.
Yeah.
It attributes that to more stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. I could definitely see that being the case because you want to make sure something is authentic in this
sure.
world of misinformation we live in.
Yeah, 5:50 right now. We'll take our final break this hour back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. It really doesn't matter what time of year we're in, you don't want to have heating and air conditioning issues in your home, much less have to replace your comfort system. The good news is, if you happen to need a new system, we have tremendous promotions going on right now that can save you a ton of money. For a limited time, our high-efficiency systems have rebates up to $1,500 and income tax credits up to $2,000. And we're including a full 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at up to $2,900. So if you have to invest in a new system, the timing right now is perfect. Want more information? Call us.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Chad McHugh from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on health care.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We're going to get another check of the roads, our last one for this hour. Right now, we are seeing that traffic kind of start to die down, as we typically do as we approach the third and final hour of the day. We are still dealing with some backups, though, on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound, say you're just getting off of I-10 and traveling towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues on your way there and also at that intersection itself. Other than that, though, we do seem to, as I said, we're dealing with very little compared to what we have been dealing with so far this evening. If I had to reference another area, I would say if you're on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, there's a little bit of backups there. But once again, outside of that, nothing much to write home about in Pensacola and the surrounding areas.
All right. Taking a look at the weather right now, 52, partly cloudy. 41, the overnight low tonight. Some areas will definitely get into the 30s. Increasing clouds Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57 for the high. Clear skies Tuesday night with a low of around 38 degrees. Wednesday, 58 for a high. Partly sunny once again. Taking a look at some of our wacky stories today. Police in Florida were looking for a 39-year-old woman named Stacy Usher, who was wanted on a parole violation for selling fentanyl. They searched her home last week, couldn't find her anywhere until they checked the couch cushions. Turns out Stacy was there hiding inside the couch. I didn't know that they had couches where a human being, a large adult human being, could actually hide in the couch.
I think some people like pull-out couches. I think some people are small enough to squeeze in there. I'm not sure.
It's unclear if they were somehow tipped off to her being there or if checking the couch cushions is part of their standard search procedure, but that's where she was.
Well, yeah, it may have been an act of desperation. John and I actually covered this on Thanksgiving Thursday, and they said she was caught with like illegal usage of a two-way communication device. Maybe something there tipped her off or tipped them off to her. I'm not sure. But will eating warheads stop a panic attack? I'm not sure about that either, but it says at least one therapist thinks so. A TikToker shared a video of herself doing just that, and she says it was recommended by her therapist because, quote, it acts as a grounding focus to distract from the spiral of fear. After the video went viral, other therapists have chimed in, suggesting that fireballs, sour punch bites, ice cubes, sour Skittles, and even lemons can help with that as well.
Big Lemonhead guy. Have you ever heard Lemonheads?
I like the chewy ones, not the hard ones.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty interesting, though. Also, police in California say a man caused about $100,000 worth of damage in a Target store with a baseball bat, and he had been fired from the store earlier that day. Maceo Bonilla was arrested on burglary and vandalism charges. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Police told the store to evacuate the building until they arrived.
Well, not only that, I don't think his beef was with them. It was probably just with the store.
Oh, sure.
If he was a disgruntled employee, former employee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess that Disneyland is facing charges after stripping naked on the It's a Small World attraction. Resort officials say that the individual got off the ride while it was in motion. Videos and photos on social media show him without clothes, just walking through the sets. He's now being charged with indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance.
Good news today. A restaurant in Oakland, California called Horn Barbecue got destroyed by a fire last week, but the owners still held their annual giveaway and handed out over 150 Thanksgiving turkeys, and people responded in kind with charitable giving. So far, about $100,000 donated to help the restaurant rebuild.
How about that? And a cashier in Michigan accidentally sold a guy 10 sets of lottery numbers instead of just one. But the guy said no problem. He paid for them anyway. Why not, right? And absolutely, the ninth set of numbers won him $25,000 a year for life. He opted for the lump sum of $390,000, though, instead.
Yeah, that's good. Good job out of the clerk. Good job out of him. Hopefully the clerk was handsomely rewarded for that mistake.
Yes.
Finally, a news station in Cincinnati did a big story on a girl named Raven Whitaker Smith who got sent to the principal's office back in the sixth grade, and it changed her life. She threw a cup of yogurt at lunch, so her principal asked if that's how she'd behave at a restaurant. Her answer was she didn't know. She'd never been to one. Up to that point, she'd spend most of her life in foster care. But everything changed after that because her principal decided to adopt her. His name is Jason Smith. He and his family, or his wife, tried fertility treatments and couldn't have kids. So they took Raven in and turned her life around. They adopted her in 2017. Now, she's studying social work at the University of Kentucky.
That's awesome.
Very cool story there. That'll do it for hour number two, Pensacola right now. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up.